The next thing that happens is rotation. Rotation is literally finding groups in the variables. It is nothing other than changing the viewing angle or the head tilt of the factor space. For example, if we look here, that certainly looks like we've got two factors there. Variable 1 and variable 2 are sitting side by side. Variable 3 and variable 4 are sitting side by side. Right? However, you will rarely see the plot of a factor solution. The way that we show factor solutions to each other is a structure matrix. The structure matrix, same as in discriminant function analysis, is the correlation between a composite variable and an individual variable. So this means that variable 1 is correlated 0.7 with PC1. Well, notice that these variables are sort of sitting up in quadrant 2, so they've got pretty good loadings on PC1. They've also got pretty good loadings on PC2. This is sitting pretty far down in quadrant 3, so they've got good loadings on PC2 and also pretty good loadings on PC1. And you look at this and you see a mess. It's hard to see in this the same pretty structure that we obviously see here. Make sense? So what we want to do with rotation is end up with a structure matrix that looks like it captures the same information as in this graph. Now obviously the graph gets ugly when you have more than 4 things in a 2 space. If you've got 30 things in a 6 space, there ain't no picture pretty enough. And that's why we have to be able to capture things in the structure matrix, because it's the only way of expressing some of the big fancy analyses that we'll run into. Rotation is nothing other than changing the position of the axes. The centroid stays exactly where it is, and the variables stay exactly where they are relative to each other and to the centroid. The factor solution is not where the lines go. The factor solution is where the centroid and the variables go. That's the solution. Rotation is just literally changing the viewing angle, trying to simplify and match the structure weights to the picture. So if we go with the rotated, we now have the clear picture from this rotated structure that variables 1 and 2 load on PC1 and variables 3 and 4 load on PC2, that same variable grouping that we got when we looked at the original extraction. That's what rotation is about, creating a match between what we think we see in the picture and what we think we see in the structure matrix, even when it's way uglier than 4 things in 2 space. And, you know, for the first 10 or 15 years, rotation literally was done by hand. You plotted out things. You picked the first 2 of these and you plotted, and you took a piece of Mylar, which was before there was plastic. It was clear. And you had an X on it, and you laid that down, and you turned it. Shit, that looks good. And you write all these down. But if we take it back this way then, and what about over here and over there, and that's just 2 dimensions. Then you do 1 and 3, and you still play the same games until you thought you got a match between what was in the rotated structure and what was in the picture. The mathematics of rotation is just the mathematics of geometry. All we're doing is capturing how can we make up a mathematical rule that gives us groups. And we'll show you some of those when we get to the rotation lecture. Yeah?
Is that right, the V1s, PC3s,
negative 1? V, yeah, because it's below this line. So it's negative on PC2. You with me? Variable 1 is below the line on, okay, this is PC2. So out here is a big positive number, small positive number, small negative number.
What about V3 and
V4? They are, the rotation is clockwise. I'm sorry, the rotation is counterclockwise, so this is positive on PC1.
About
which one?
PC2?
Well, on variable 1, on PC1, they're to the right, so they're positive. And I have lines here. Do you have lines? You don't have lines on yours?
No.
I do. Okay.
Where do you have lines?
Here.
Those are negative?
Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
That doesn't make sense.
It's troubled red. But those are positive on what you guys have? I'll get that fixed. Thank you. All right. Interpretation. Usually interpret factors using the rotated solutions. Factors, that's an interesting sentence. Factors are named for the variables correlated with them. So even though it is possible to get things that look like standardized and unstandardized beta weights, what we do is we interpret that structure matrix, naming factors for the variables that are correlated with them. The usual cutoffs are plus and minus in between 0.3 and 0.4. You have to use the same cutoff for all factors. You can't say, well, I named this one with a 0.4, and I named this one with a 0.35, and I named this one with a 4, and this one, no. And it's exploratory. It gets a little fluffy sometimes. Sure.
Is the 0.3 and 0.4, okay, so that's like usual, but what about relative to each other? Like if some are loading at 0.8, 0.9, and some are loading at 0.3, do you take that into account?
Well, if those ones that load 0.3 load 0.7 or 8 somewhere else, then you're likely to push that threshold up to simplify things. We're going to get into a little bit of language real quickly on univocality and multivocality, how many variables a factor loads on. And so that's all going to be part of the adjustment. The thing that we ask factor analysis to do is to put variables together into groups. What it's really doing is A, reproducing variance based on the relative correlations among the variables. If some variables are correlated 0.6 with each other, they're going to come together and have a strong factor. If others are correlated 0.3, they're going to come together and make a weak factor. And if your variables aren't all that correlated, then the variables that come together aren't all that related. They're more related to each other than to the other variables, but not that strongly related. And all of that's captured in the decision you make, which may be just like you suggest. If I got 8s and 9s, that may be how I define my factor. That cutoff may slide up as high as 6 or 7. If I have a weak factor structure because these variables are not strongly related to each other, that might slide down to a 2.5 or a 2. It is very exploratory, and it comes down to what you're willing to point at, put your name on in public. Basically, these are old numbers. The idea is that if a variable and a factor are correlated 0.3, they share about 9% of their variance. If they're correlated 0.4, they share over 15% of their variance. And variables may load on no factors, one, or two or more. The rotated structure is very easy in our picture. 1 and 2 go together, 3 and 4 go together. It's not always that simple.